We can come over here to enjoy the air condition, the coolness during this very, very hot summer.
在这么热的天气里，能够在这边吹冷气是一大的享受。
Hopefully my sermon will not make you very sleepy and then you sleep in the coolness.
希望我讲的道不会让大家有催眠的作用，让大家因为吹凉吹得太舒服了睡着了哈。
Today we'd like to share partnership in the gospel with one accord.
我们今天要跟他分享的信息是同心合意兴旺福音。
Let's go to our Philippians chapter 1 verse 3 to 8.
我们看一下腓立比书第一章三到七三到八节。
Verse 3 says Paul has written this letter to Philippi.
好，保罗是写信给这个腓立比的教会。
He stated like this: I thank my God every time I remember you.
他是这么开头，他说我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。
Every time he remember the church of Philippi, he always come out with thanksgiving.
他每次想到腓立比教会的时候，他就非常的感谢神。
Verse 4 said, In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy.
然后他接着说第四节，每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Not just only thanksgiving, but also with joy.
我们这里不是只是祈求而已，而是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
There's a reason. Because of your partnership in the gospel,From the first day until now.
这是有理由的，因为什么呢？因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
He mentioned about partnership. That means you are my partner. We are work together.
好，这里提到所谓的同心合意，就是大家是个福音的伙伴。
And verse 6 said, being confident of this, that he means God.Who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
第六节，我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，这个动了善功的就是主耶稣，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
That means God started this wonderful good work.
就神动了这个善功，开始了这个善功。
And verse 7 says, It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart. For whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me.
我为你们众人有这样的意念，原是应当的，因为你们常在我心里。无论我是在捆锁之中，是辨明证实福音的时候，你们都与我一同得恩。
Paul said, "It is right for me to feel this way." What is how he feel this way? He feel with thanksgiving and rejoice.
所以保罗说，我为你们有这样的感觉，这样的意念是应当的。为什么？因为他是有这个是欢欢喜喜的，因为他们是同心合意和兴旺福音的。
And then the last verse 8 says, God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus.
第八节，我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切的想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
With Jesus' affection, I am thinking about you.
他说，因为神的爱，所以让我能够激励我，常常想到你们。
Okay.Before we started, we would like to give everyone a little bit brief history through the map on the wall.
好，在我们继续我们的讲道之前，我先给大家看一下这个腓立比这个讲到这个讲的一些历史的背景，好不好？看一下这个地图。
This is the map. This is Mediterranean Sea.
好，那是地中海。
And we know this is Africa.
下面的是非洲，那个土黄色的是非洲。
And this side is Asia.
这右边的那个是所谓的亚洲，
And、
也就是耶路撒冷。
This direction is Europe.
然后在这个左上角一点，就所谓的欧洲。
And over here, this is Palestinian, also over here is Jerusalem.
好，我们看到那条长长的那一条，那就是所谓的巴勒斯坦，也就是耶路撒冷。
And the very first trip that God has called Paul to start his first mission, he started from Antioch, and this over Syria today.
那我们知道保罗第一次去传道是从所谓在叙利亚的安提阿教会开始的。
And the very first journey he started and then go through the sea and get into this island Cyprus and then went through the whole island and then get up all the way to nowadays Turkey.
然后他开始后从这个叙利亚的安提阿教会然后到你看下面那个小小的那个岛叫塞浦路斯岛然后他在岛上巡回了一遍以后他就开始往上走走到现今的所谓土耳其那边。
And then he got on board and then get into the inland and through the mountain area and then back to the harbor and then got onto a ship and back to Antioch.
然后他接着到很多地方去讲到包括所谓的那个地方的安提阿教会以哥念等等的教会完了以后他要从原道再回去然后再 绕到那边我们看到牧师那个就然后再回到安提阿教会。
So this is the first journey.
这是第一次的传道。
God has called Paul to start.
Yeah, 是神差遣保罗去的。
And then this is the second journey.
然后我们看到这个第二次的保罗的传道。
And Paul started from Antioch.
照样从安提阿开始。
And then, but this time he went through inland.
这是他说内陆，走内陆的线道。
So from Syria today to Turkey.
照样从叙利亚到土耳其。
And When he got here, he planned to go this way, then maybe go to Russia.
他本来是想往上走的，甚至可以走到苏俄。
But the Holy Spirit stopped him and said, "Not that direction. I want to guide you." So he followed the Holy Spirit instruction and get to Taurus.
然后圣灵阻止他了，圣灵有一个异象给他，然后就看了一个马其顿的异象，有没有？然后他就接着就遵从神的异象了，以后他就到了欧洲。
And this is a first stop to enter Europe.
Okay, this is 所谓第一次福音传到欧洲。
And while he stayed in the Taurus, he got a vision that there's a man in his vision from Macedonia calling him to come over here to help us.
So, 当他还在那个土耳其那个海港那边等候的时候，他有个异象，就是马其顿的异象，跟他说：“你来帮助我们，来我们这里。”
So he followed, and then he got into nowadays we call Greek.
然后他就过了那个海，就到我们今天所谓的希腊。
And the very first city he stopped is Philippi.
第一个城市，他就是去的，就是腓立比。
And this is the first stop ever Christianity enter Europe.
这是基督教第一次进到欧洲。
And when he arrived at Philippi, he was a stranger over there.
他第一次到腓立比的时候，他是一个完全是一个陌生人。
In the past, he always tried to find a Jewish synagogue so he can have a connection over there.
那我们看到依照保罗的惯例，他第一次到一个地方是一定是先到一个犹太会堂。
But he found no synagogue over there.
但是在腓立比这个地方就是没有一个犹太的会堂。
So he went along a river.
然后他就到了一个所谓的河边。
And then he found a small group of women. They were gathering there and pray.
他就一小群的妇女是在那边河边的祷告会。
So he approached those women and start to introduce them the gospel.
所以他就开始加入这一群妇女，然后把福音就传给了他们。
And one of them is called Lydia.
其中有一位妇人叫做利迪亚。
And she opened her heart to receive the gospel.
然后她就打开了她的家做一个教会的这个场所。
So she insists inviting Paul to her home to bring the gospel to the whole household.
然后她就坚持要把保罗请到她家里，让她的全家都能够听到这个福音。
So the very first Christian is in Europe is a woman.
所以我们知道欧洲第一个基督徒，注意哦，是一个妇女。
Lydia.
Lydia.
And then the whole family became a Christian.
然后他的整个家都信主了。
And Lydia insists Paul staying at her house.
然后这还不够，莉莉亚还说跟保罗说，你一定要住在我家里。
Because she wanted the whole household to listen more from Paul.
因为她要她的家里面人能够继续的听到这个神的道理。
So this is the first Christian family in Europe.
所以这是欧洲的第一个基督徒家庭。
So somehow the life has changed for Lydia.
然后莉迪亚的生命就有了很大的改变。
Because she insists Paul to stay with
them. 因为她就是坚持，一定要保罗，你要住在我这里哦。
And a few days later, Paul went again into the Philippines.
然后过了几天，保罗又继续在腓立地走传道。
And there was a woman follow him.
然后就是有一个女人一直跟着他。
And she continued to scream that, "Oh, this person is the servant of God."
然后这个女人就一直在喊说，这是神的仆人，这是神的仆人，一直喊。
She continued it for days.
然后要喊了好几天都不停止的。
Paul can discern that actually this woman was possessed by demons.
然后保罗知道这个侍女这样的喊，是因为她是一个出自一个邪恶的一个撒旦的势力。
And actually, she was a slave.
其实她这个女孩子，她是一个奴隶。
Her master used her because God stayed inside, the demon stayed inside, so she could turn out like a fortune teller.
因为她是被这个魔鬼所附身的，所以她可以所谓跟人家好像跟人家算命一样。那主人就靠她这个特异的功能就去赚钱的。
So her master earned a lot of fortune from this slave.
Yeah, 所以这个主人就靠这个侍女赚了很多的钱。
Somehow the demon recognized the spirit in Paul.
那这个魔鬼，这个
在侍女身上的
那个鬼附的那个鬼，就知道保罗身上的那个灵是神那里来的。
So Paul finally.Call upon Jesus' name and say, "In Jesus' name, I command you to get out from this woman."
So Paul 就说我奉基督耶稣的名，让这个鬼你给我从这个女孩子身上出去。
So the demon was cast out.
所以他就把这个鬼从她身上赶出去了。
Who gonna have a big change?
然后这个侍女她也起了一个很大的改变。
Not only the slave, but also her master.
那不但是这个奴隶，这个女孩子，她的主人也起了一个很大的变化。
What happened to them?
什么变化呢
？No more money.
没有钱了，没钱好赚了。
So a person set free from demon, but make some people angry.
那我们看到很奇怪，就是一个人他从鬼里面能够把鬼赶出来，能够自由了，结果有的人反而不高兴。
So they brought Paul to jail.
然后他就因此把保罗就是下了监狱里。
So Jill and his co-worker Sila stay in the jail.
然后他跟他的同工希拉两个人就在监狱里面。
Is that a good time?
你认为在监狱住是不是很好的一段美好的时光啊
？I'm telling you, yes, it's a good time.
我告诉你，你说是 no， 其实我说 yes， 是一段很美好的时光。
They were so busy preaching gospel, they don't have time to take a break.
因为他们这边忙的到处去传讲神的信息，他们忙的都没时间去想别的事情。
So they stay in the prison until the midnight. They got up and they start to pray.
然后他们一直忙到晚上半夜了，他们就开始赞美神。
And the more prayer, then they feel more rejoice.
然后他们越祷告，就是喜乐就越大。
So then they cannot help.Start to singing the hymn that we just sang.
然后欢喜到一个地步，就忍不住就大声的唱歌了。
And then something happened. The earthquake.
然后有一件事情，很特别的事情发生，就是有了一个地震。
And the gate of the jail kind of broke out.
然后这个监狱的门就打开了。
So the jailer woke up and found that the gate was open. He was scared to death.
然后这个狱卒就看到这个监狱门大开，他非常的害怕，因为后果很难想象的。
He didn't go to pursue the prisoners.
他没有出去追赶这些已经被放走的这个罪人。
Instead, he pulled out the knife.
结果呢，他是把这个刀拔起来，想要自杀。
And try to suicide, take suicide. This is the result of the jailer at that time.
因为当你这个狱卒如果犯人逃走的话，你最后就死路一逃。
And then Paul saw him try to take his own life. He said, "Stop."
然后保罗就马上阻止他说：“停。
We are here.
我们在这里，我们没有逃。
We didn't run away.
我们没有逃，我们在这里。
And you know what?This jailer kneeled down and said, "Tell us, how can I get saved?"
然后你知道发生什么事情？就这个狱卒，他就跪下来说：“请你告诉我，怎么样能够得救？”
And then Paul told him that, "Believe in Jesus, and you and your household will be saved."
然后保罗就说：“你当信主，然后你跟你的全家都必得救。”
And this jailer forgot everything, but inviting Paul to his household.
然后这个狱卒就把一切的事情都忘掉了，然后把保罗请到他的家里。
If the gate opened and you didn't run away, there must be something very, very unusual keep you inside.
他就想，就是一个这个牢门已经大开了，你这个犯人居然不逃，你这个是一定是有点这个特别的地方。
So please let my whole family know what's going on.
然后他说，既然如此，就请你。告诉我们到底这个力量，你这个力量，你这个特别的力量是怎么来，怎么回事
？These three groups form the Church of Philippi.
那各位，你知道，就这三种族类的人群，就是建立了腓立比教会。
Lydia and her household.
第一个是利迪亚和她的全家。
And the slave possessed by demon.
原先被鬼所附的这个使女
，and jailer and his household，
狱卒跟他的全家
，and these become the very first church of Philippi。
这个就是当初腓立比教会当初怎么建立起来的。
Now we look into the big picture. Actually, this is all started by God.
那我们就看这个大的图片的话，就知道这个所有的事情不是偶然的，是神所成就的。
He called
开始的
Paul, and Paul followed.
因为他差遣呼召保罗，保罗就遵命。
And his message preached, and these three groups people accepted.
然后他的讲道，他的信息就带领这三个不同的人。
So now you see this very young and small church.
我们看到这一个非常的年轻的，非常等于是好像没有什么基础的这个教会。
But there is one thing in common.
但是他们有个很大的共同点。
Even though they are small church,
他们是一个很小的教会。
Even they are very young church,
是一个很年轻的教会。
But everyone, each one of them, their life being changed by God.
但是他们这个小教会里面每一个人的生命都有被神所改变。
Everybody can tell other people say what I was looked like and what I am looked like.
我想每个人都可以做见证说、哦、我信主前这样信主前以后是这个样子
They can give a very clear picture what is before and after
所以他们这群人就可以很清楚地告诉人说、哦、我信主以前是这样信主以后是这样子
So God started the good work in this church
所以神就在这个教会里面动了他的善功
And that is why this church can turn out a partnership in the gospel with one accord
所以这就为什么这一群人能够同 做一个伙伴，做一个好的伙伴，能够同心合意的兴旺福音。
We as a church, we also look forward to become a partnership in the gospel.
我们各位，我们教会就是也是希望能够在这个神的宫里面做神的这个伙伴。
Because bring the gospel to other people is the sole reason of the existence of the church.
因为教会存在的唯一的理由就是向别人传福音的。
This is not a kind of slogan or motto.
这不是一个什么一个口号而已。
It's not just a routine or protocol.
这不是一个所谓的例行的公式。
Why church can bring the gospel to people?
为什么教会能够向外面传福音呢？为什么？
Because everyone in the church, the life been changed by God.
因为每一个人在教会，每一个人都有这个心意要被神所改变。
They can tell exactly what happened in the past and what happened after they have met Jesus.
他们可以很清楚地告诉你说，我在信主以前是什么样子，信了主以后又是什么样子。
And they can always witness this is God's good work in me.
然后他们可以向别人做见证说，这就是神在我里面所做的善工。
So, partnership in the gospel with one accord, this is the first reason, is God's good work. He began this good work.
所以一个教会能够这个同心合一的兴旺福音，第一个理由就是因为是神动的善工。
I do pray each one of us, your life been touched by Jesus.
我时常为各位祷告，希望我们每一个人的生命都会被神所摸到而有所改变。
I never find anyone that the life been touched by Jesus can with no changes.
我从来没有遇到一个是当神手摸到你的时候，你的生命居然没有改变。
If ever that you haven't experienced that changes, it's your privilege to call upon Him and pray to Him, say, Lord, touch me, touch my life, and change me, so I have the assurance that I've been saved.
如果您各位没有觉得好像神的善工在里面动的时候，我希望各位能够呼求他的名。然后让他说：“神啊，求你在我身里面做工，让我的生命能够有所改变。”
And a church can turn out in the partnership in the gospel with one accord. There are second reason.
然后一个教会能够同心合意的兴旺福音的第二个理由是
，From this letter we can see because the prayer of Apostle Paul.
啊，从这个腓立比书我们看到，这是因为保罗的祷告。
Actually, we just mentioned that Paul said, every time when I pray for you, I always pray with thanksgiving and rejoice.
我们看到保罗他自己提到说，每当我为你们祈求的时候，常常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Why?
为什么？
Why a pastor pray for his church with thanksgiving and rejoice?
Why is a 教会的一个牧者常常为他们教会以这个欢欢喜喜的喜乐，常常祈求喜乐以及这个
Have you ever heard a pastor prayer?
你们有没有听过一个牧师的祷告
？In private,
私底下的祷告。
He will pray, Lord, help me. This person gave me headache. That gave me trouble. Please rescue me.
我们也许会听到以下的一种祷告，说：“主啊，请你帮主啊，因为这个弟兄给我很大的头痛啊，那个姐妹一天到晚找我麻烦啊。”
But if a pastor start to pray with thanksgiving and rejoice,
如果这个牧师改变一个方向，以这个喜乐心以及感恩的心来祷告，
that must be some reason.
这一定有个很大的理由，让他能够喜乐又感谢。
Because all the brothers and sisters bless his heart.
因为所有的弟兄姐妹都能够让他能够觉得感谢的。
Why Paul pray with thanksgiving and rejoice is because the church, the Philippine church, everybody in partnership in the gospel with one accord.
啊，保罗能够以这个喜乐的心以及感谢的心祷告，是因为教会的每个弟兄姐妹都能够同心合一的，然后以兴旺福音为标杆。
If you want your pastor to smile all day long, this is the secret.
各位，你们想让肖牧师每天都笑嘻嘻的话，这就是最大的秘诀。
If everyone is in partnership in the gospel with one accord, I guarantee you, you need to stop me to smile.
我跟各位做一个保证，如果各位能够同心合一的一起兴旺福音的话，我每天那个嘴巴笑的就合不拢了。
But this will turn out a beautiful picture.
这是一个非常美丽的一个图画。
When brothers and sisters, we are in good partnership in the gospel, then that will really make Paul so rejoiceful.
所以当弟兄姐妹都能够一起合一同心的来做福音的伙伴的时候，我们就看到让保罗他就是止不住的有这种欣喜，有这种感谢。
With this rejoice to pray to God.
然后以这个欢欢喜喜的去祈求。
Do you know what happened?
当一个牧者能够欢欢喜喜去祈求的时候，各位知道会发生什么事情吗？
God gonna pour out His blessing.
神就会把所有的祝福倾倒下来。
And a church is just like a pool, like a swimming pool, a pool.
教会就像一个水池一样。
When God pour His blessing into that pool,
当神把这个祝福那个倾下来的时候。
Everybody come to the church, you will start to receive the blessing.
每个到教会的人就能够接受到这个祝福。
It's not blessing individually, but the blessing for everyone.
不是只是哦，这个人得祝福，那个人得祝福，而是每一个人都得到祝福。
Somebody maybe come to the church for the blessing is only a dip, or maybe a little bit touch.
有人来教会想要 得这个祝福，也许他只想这个把这个湿湿脚就好了，就是稍微的这个浸一下就好了。
Some maybe get wet or moist.
那有人也许就像我想比较湿一点，我喜欢潮湿一点的。
But some maybe soak or saturated.
那有人就是等于是整个都湿透了，我喜欢这种湿透的感觉。
So the partnership from the brothers and sisters in the gospel were.And energize the pastor to pray, to give thanksgiving to God. Then God keep on pouring the blessing. Then that means the church, the blessing is become more and more. Anyone who comes, you will receive the blessing.
所以说，当我们众人弟兄姐妹那个同心合一，在做希望福音的伙伴的时候，这个牧师就这个做牧者就会有这种在祈祷以欢喜以及感恩的心去祷告，这个时候神的赐福就会倾盆而下，然后每一个人来教会的人就能够得到这样的祝福。
Then definitely the church gonna grow.
那这是一定的啦，教会一定会成长的。
Because those friends who come in, they start to sense the blessing is among you.
然后这些新来的朋友来了就觉得，哎，这个教会里面哦，很多的祝福在这里面。
So they love to come.
哦，他们就很想，很喜欢来。
They don't want to miss the opportunity to get blessing.
因为没有人想要错过得祝福的机会啊。
And then we get into a positive, good circulation.
然后就是一个很好的一个循环的因果。
So because of more people to come, so we.Work together in partnership in the gospel, and then Paul continued to pray for more blessing. So more blessing will keep on pouring in. So this will become greater and greater, and everybody receive the blessing.
所以我们就看到这是一个良性的循环。当你人越多的时候，大家就越开心，然后牧师就会祷告的越迫切，然后就人又越多，就是一个良性的循环。
So apostle prayer.Turn out a channel, the blessing that God going to give the church.
所以保罗的祷告就变成一个神能够倾下他的祝福的一个管道。
A leader was called by God. That means that leader was appointed by God.
所以当神呼召一个领袖出来的时候，他是受神的呼召。
All the blessing will go through that appointed person.
然后这个所有的祝福就是通过这个人的那个管道能够散发出去。
So this is very important. If the leader block the blessing, everybody suffer.
如果这个做领袖的他这个人没有这个祝福的话，整个教会就会受苦。
So this is the key reason. You can see through the history.Moses was a leader. God's blessing is through Moses, then reach all the Israel.
So we can see in history, we can see this effect. For example, Moses. Then, when God blessed Moses, the Israelites also received a lot of blessing.
The same for Joshua.
We can see Joshua,
David,
David,
Solomon. The same.
同样的。
So we need to work together, so allow the blessing keep on pouring in among us.
So we 必须要一起同工，同心合力，一起同工，让这个祝福能够源源不绝的一直来到。
We don't want God's blessing is just like a dripping or sprinkle.
我们不要让神的祝福就好像一个点小小的雨点，一点撒一撒就没了。
we anticipate God's blessing is falling down like a shower, like pouring out to the church.
然后我们应该是期盼的是神的祝福就像雨倾盆而下，然后那个遍及每一个人，整个教会。
See, this letter actually Paul was written from Roman Italy. He was in the jail. He wrote this letter to the Philippine church.
那我们知道保罗写这封书信的时候是在罗马的一个监狱里面写的。
Of course, he was in the Philippine jail.
当然了，他是在菲利比的一个监狱里面。
The jailer family got saved because at that event.
那我们知道他的狱卒是因为保罗而受这个得救的。
But after years later, Paul was kept in the jail in Roman.
那我们知道几年以后，保罗是在关在这个罗马的监狱里面。
And now he is in the Roman jail. He wrote this letter. This very letter.
所以当保罗写这个信的时候，他事实上是在一个罗马的一个监狱里，不是腓立比的监狱，在罗马的监狱里面。
Think about this: a person in jail.
我们想一想，当一个人在监狱的时候。
When we go to verify the architect, the site of jail, actually Roman jail at that time was very uncomfortable.
那我们知道当时的罗马的监狱是不是一个很舒服的地方？
It was dug under the ground, so that the people in prison would actually stay underground.
它是在挖在地底下，所以你要到深入地下。犯人是等于住在地底下的。
And there's a wooden bar on the top.
然后在上面的话有一个木头的一个顶了。
And people only can get down there through ladder.
然后人们呢只能从这个阶梯沿着阶梯而下。
And once the people put into the underground, then the ladder was taken up.
所以当你进到这个地下的时候，那个楼梯啊就可以。它是一个活动，就可以拿上去。
And think about this, during the summer time, it's so hot. It's like a valley. The heat is stay there.
Yeah, 各位想象，如果当像我们现在这种夏天的话，那个热度，各位可以想象。
And nobody come to pick up the human waste.
那没有人来给你说，给你做卫生工作、清理的工作。
So it's extremely stink over there.
所以那个味道是可想而知。
And this very Paul, he said.When I think about you, when I remember you with joy and thanksgiving.
保罗是在这样一个臭气熏天、热得要死的一个环境里面写的信，居然他还说什么？他说我为你们众人祈求的时候是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
So this joy is an overwhelming joy. It supersedes whatever the environment, the uncomfortable environment that Paul was kept.
所以这种打内心里面出来的喜悦是远超过你周围的环境的，不是受周围环境来限制的。
Brothers and sisters, if we work together to bring the gospel to people, I will cry every day.
各位，如果我们都能够在福音上能够做伙伴的话，我会每天都感激的淋漓一天，就流眼泪。
Because this is true.
因为这是真的，真的。
When I was in Arizona, we want to reach a student, and we come up with an evangelical meeting.
当我在亚利桑那州的时候，我们在学生里面做一个所谓的布道会。
So we kind of organized to send out the invitation card.
然后我们就大家组织起来啊，大家把这个邀请信能够发出去。
So one very hot afternoon.It's over 100 degrees. I went to knock somebody's door to give away the invitation card.
有一天非常的热，就是超过这个100度以上的这个天气，然后到一个人家去敲门，要把这个邀请信给他。
And I could see from the other side of the street, two of our brothers and sisters, they also bring those invitation card to somebody else over there.
然后从过街我看出去，看到过街有我们教会的弟兄姐妹也在同样做这个邀请的工作。
My tear came down.
看到这个情况，我的眼泪就掉下来了。
So if you like to see me cry, it's very simple and easy.
所以你如果想看我这个大男人掉眼泪的话，很简单哦。
It's so simple. You just try to invite, and then you come to me and see, I invite some people here. You will see my tears.
For sure. Okay. Okay. 如果你要看我哭的话，很简单，你就去邀请人，然后你回来告诉我邀请了谁谁谁，我保证大家我的眼泪就会当场就会掉下来。
This is apostle because the brothers and sisters encouraged him, so he continued because of this.Rejoice, he continued to pray for the church, even though he is in Roman jail.
这就是非保罗的处境。他虽然身处在一个罗马的一个那么阴暗、那么脏臭的一个环境里面，但是当他知道弟兄姐妹的这个情况，他就得到很大的鼓励。然后他在那种环境就能够生出这个欢喜、快乐、感恩的心出来。
A church can turn into a partnership in the gospel with one accord is God's good work.
然后一个教会能够同心合一的兴旺神的福音的话，第一个因为是神他的动了他的善工。
Secondly is their leader's prayer.
第二个是他们这个牧长的这个祈祷。
And the third one is the affection of Christ Jesus.
第三个就是耶稣的心肠。
We try to know Jesus more every day.
我们每天都想多认识一下耶稣基督。
How close you will get to God, Jesus' heart?
你能够体贴神的心，体贴到一个什么程度吗
？There is one simple way to know how much He loves.
然后有一个很简单的方法，就是知道神他到底有多爱我们。
His affection to you.
就是耶稣对你的心肠。
When you start to bring gospel to people,
当你把福音传给别人的时候
then you will start to truly learn how much love He for you.
你才能够真正的体会到耶稣对你的爱到底有多深。
The more the people involved with partnership in the gospel, then the whole church will start to learn how much love that God has already given to us in Christ.
当教会越多人能够投入于同心合一福音的时候，我们就越能够体会到神的心意。
Have you ever run into the experience that you bring the gospel to somebody, but that person is stubbornly reject you?
你们有没有这样经验？就是你把福音传给一个人，然后这个人就是一直的拒绝，很顽固。
And you try and try.
啊，你试啊，又试啊，又试啊。
And later you said, "I'm going to give him up."
啊，最后你说我放弃了。
But when you turn your back and walking away from that person,
当你把你的背转，你的背想要离开的时候
，Have you ever heard a voice to you?
你们听到那个声音在跟你说
？Maybe that from Jesus.
也许是耶稣给你的声音。
I haven't given me up yet.
我还没有放弃哦。
My love for him continue.
我对他的爱还是继续的哦。
See, the more stubborn people you run into, then you may start to realize how much love Jesus to us.
当你遇到一个非常顽固的人，你才能更加的体会耶稣对我们的心肠是什么样子。
Whenever I thought about myself,
每当我想到自己的时候
，How, why, Jesus, you come to save me?
我就想到耶稣啊，你为什么会救我，像我这样的人呢？
Lavishly,
而且这么丰丰富富的。
I'm not worthy.
我值吗？我配吗
？I didn't even seek for you.
我连找都没有去找你。
As a matter of fact, I looked down upon you.
事实上，我根本就是看不起的。
Why? Why you need me?
那你为什么要我呢？
Without me, you are doing fine and great.
因为不缺我这一个啊，没有我的话，你也是伟大的神呢。
That I start to discover after I run into some difficult people to bring gospel to.
当我自己要去给别人传福音，遇到这个很难传的对象的时候，我才能够领悟到。
Because so many people just like me.
因为太多人就像我自己一样。
But the affection of Jesus Christ through bringing the gospel to people, I may start to realize how much he care about me.
但是由耶稣的心肠，耶稣要使人得救的心肠，我们慢慢能够体会到这个神对我们的心肠。
Maybe look at that corner.
各位，你们看一下那个角落。
There are two empty seats there.
那边有两个空的位置。
For the affection of Jesus Christ is this.
那耶稣是什么个心肠？对这两个位置心肠是什么呢？
There's a couple outside this wall.
然后在这个墙外面有一对夫妇。
The wife insists to divorce her husband.
有这个太太就坚决地要跟丈夫离婚。
The husband tried all his best, tried to keep the marriage.
那丈夫就想尽办法要这个保守这个婚姻。
Jesus' affection overflow.
那耶稣的心肠就丰丰富富的出来了。
I want those marriage to continue.
耶稣的心肠就是我要你们这个婚姻能够维持，能够保持住。
I don't want them to really suffer for that ultimate hurt in their life.
我不要他们能够遭遇到这个最终的这个伤害。
Who gonna get them here so I can touch them?
有没有人要奉我的差遣去把他们请来这里，所以我能够。能够触摸到他们呢。
Maybe that corner there's one seat empty.
也许这边也有一些空的位置。
Jesus poured out his heart.
耶稣把他的心肠都拨出来。
Because there's a person just lost his job and he feels so lonely.
因为这是有一个人他刚刚失了业，他觉得非常的孤单。
He got no friend.
他也没有什么朋友。
And he's thinking about suicide.
也许他正在想要自杀也说不定。
And Jesus poured out his heart, said, "Who gonna take him here so I can touch his life?"
耶稣的心肠就说，谁能够把这个人引来我这里，让我能够触摸到他呢
？Maybe over there are three seats at the back.
后面也许还有三个空位。
Jesus' heart pouring out for that three seats.
耶稣的心肠就浇灌在这三个空位子上面。
Two parents, they got problem with their only kid.
有一对夫妇，他们跟他们自己的孩子有些问题，有些矛盾存在。
The parent was so scared because the kid's gonna run away from home.
那父母父母的非常担心，很怕孩子就是离家出走。
Parents don't know how to do it.
因为做父母的常常真的是不知道怎么样去这种情况应该怎么处理。
Jesus said, "I can help them."
那耶稣就说：“我可以帮助他们。”
But who is going to bring them here?
但是有谁把他们带到这里呢？
So I can give my blessing to this family.
所以我的祝福能够浇灌在这个家庭里面呢？
Think about Jesus' affection.
各位想一想耶稣的心肠。
He is not for himself.
他不是为自己。
He is always thinking about others.
他永远是在想着别人。
That is why it makes Jesus so beautiful.
所以为什么耶稣是如此的美？
Our life is not for us.
各位，我们的生命不是只是为我们自己而活的。
Not just for you.
不是为你。
For others.
是为他人。
For Jesus.
是为耶稣。
The church can be in partnership in the gospel is because everyone.They were touched by the affection of Jesus Christ.
当一个教会能够同心合一兴旺福音，是因为耶稣的心肠已经触摸到了他们。
Who is going to take people to Jesus?
有谁能够把人引到我这里来呢？
Once we start the very first step, you will see miracle going to happen here.
当我们踏出这第一步的时候，我们就会发现奇迹异事就会发生。
We could have that faith.
我们可以有这样的信心。
He will do miracles.
他会行奇迹异事。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。